to the subprime crisis and the additional 4, maybe 8 billion of asset write downs we will see in the fourth quarter or quarter one next year, but also because Wall Street had questioned severely whether he was the right man in the first place. The succession issue, following on from Sandy Weill back in 2003, was never liked by the Street.
Yeah, their exposure to the subprime market is big, but it's not that big. It's not enough to cause major damage
to
the company.
You're both right and wrong in saying that this is half the problem. Yeah. We don't actually know what the total exposure to the SIVs, that is floating around the world. So it clearly is substantially higher than I think has been alluded to by Chuck Prince in the very confident statements he made a few months ago.
But what I was going to say is that the bigger of the two problems for Chuck Prince was Citigroup itself, the unwieldy nature of the business.
That's absolutely right. I mean, it, to be fair to him, he came in 2003 as a lawyer, and now that's a problem because he had precious little banking experience. He was thrust into the Enron issues. That didn't help. His cost base was far too high. The investors don't believe that he's brought that down fast enough, and so on and so forth. And now we have the subprime situation, which is what, three months old today in terms of the way that markets have given the banking sector a clout, a real clouting. This problem gets worse, not better.
Stan O'Neill last week, Chuck Prince over the weekend. Who's next?
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure on Bear Stearns. Of course, Bear Stearns was where this sort of really came to a head. But of course, European banks aren't out of the mire either. I mean, BNP Paribas, they've had exposure. Is there a major bank in Europe in the US that hasn't had exposure? So all of them will be seriously questioned by their investors. So I think this is only the start of the pile.